Today, Democrats have been expressing their presidential preferences at caucuses in Michigan and Washington state. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is expected to do well, especially in Michigan. Former governor of Vermont Howard Dean canceled his plans to campaign in that state after Kerry opened a big lead in Michigan. In recent days, though, Dean was still holding out hope for a win in Washington state. The caucuses there were held at midday, and the counting has now begun. And so joining us now from Seattle is NPR's Wendy Kaufman. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Steve.
So what kind of turnout did you get today?
Huge. Just a monster turnout, quite frankly. I just talked to the head of the Democratic Party here. He said there were about 200,000 people who showed up for the caucuses. They had expected about 100,000, which would have been gargantuan based on past results, but 200,000 was a huge turnout. The caucus I went to and the ones I've spoken to people who were at, you know, lines were, you know, not enough chairs. People were writing, you know, up and down the sides of the sign-in forms, you know, improvising on legal paper instead of the official form. So it was just a huge turnout.
After talking to some voters, what issues do you think brought people out?
People came out for a lot of reasons. First of all, there's been incredible interest in this campaign. This is the first time that Washington has had an early caucus, and there's a sense here that their votes actually matter. In the past, the state has voted late, and the votes didn't really matter. So there was a sense it mattered. Another thing, the candidates have been here. Howard Dean has been campaigning in the state for well over a year. He's been here, I think, six or seven times. He's brought out huge crowds, passionate supporters, and it really got a debate rolling. You've seen bumper stickers have been up, you know, for almost a year, Dean bumper stickers. You also have an economy that is really not doing very well here. Boeing has laid off, you know, tens of thousands of workers in this state. Healthcare, prescription drugs, medical issues, and, of course, the war, which is what got Dean supporters sort of mobilized at the get-go. At the same time, the party has put a lot of energy into get-out-the-vote rallies. They've done a lot of caucus training sessions trying to demystify the process and really saying to people, go out and cast your vote at the caucus, and they did.
And one thing I just want to make clear here, if I can, Wendy, I know that it is still in the early afternoon there in Washington state, but the caucuses are over at this point, right?
That's right. The voting is over. Now they're just counting. Everybody had to vote between 10:30 and 11 a.m. Our time. So all the voting is finished. Now they're just counting and calling in results.
And do you have any early results at all?
We do. About a third of the votes are in, and if these hold up, it is a huge win for John Kerry. With 32% of the precincts reporting, 50% for Kerry, 29% for Howard Dean, single digits for Kucinich, Edwards, and Clark. The Kerry people told me a few minutes ago that that would be so far above what they had hoped, that they were just ecstatic. Now, there's one cautionary note here. Of course, we're talking about only a third of the precincts. And the other thing is that Dean's support would have been strongest in the Seattle city area. A lot of those precincts have not yet reported.
So Dean might turn out looking a little better than he has so far, although the early results do raise the question of what happened to Howard Dean in Washington.
Well, I think that the people I've talked to, the voters I've talked to, all talk about momentum, electability, someone who can beat Bush. And almost everybody you talk to says the number one issue for us as Democrats is to beat President Bush. And you hear over and over again, I don't really care who it is. We just want somebody to beat the president. We think John Kerry may be the man, and we'll vote for Kerry.
So would we expect these numbers to hold up with Kerry in a big lead?
I'm guessing they will hold up unless Seattle comes in a huge way for Howard Dean. But I was at a caucus spot this morning, which I would have expected to be pretty close, Dean and Kerry won that 2-1. So if that's a bellwether, then this is not going to be a good day for Howard Dean in Washington state.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman is in Seattle.